Right. Omar Rabbi says like this. Machloikis b'shal kvorim. The machloikis now mishnah by kol haslamin. If you find a statue that's not holding a stick, not holding a seat, but the chum says mutar, that's only in the villages. B'shal kvorim. Avol b'shal krochim. If you find a statue in the big cities, derihakum mutarim. Then everybody agrees that it's mutar. You know why, my taimo? Lenoy apilu. Even Rabbi Meir would agree. In the big cities, it's normal to make statues to make it look nice. So we don't say they bow down to them. It's just there to make it look nice. Even Rabbi Meir would not make the gzeira. The gzeira is only in kfarim, in the small places, villages. There they do not make things for nice. The only do is to bow down to. The other more is the question, you're telling me now in the villages, that's where it's machlokes. And according to Chachamim, you find a statue in a village, it's okay, it's mutar banor. Why? Because you're telling me they only made it for beauty, not to bow down to. Is that true? In a small village, they don't care to make it beautiful. Nobody makes a statue there for beauty. So the Gemara says, that if they make a statue in a small village, for sure it was made for the purpose of worshipping. So how could you tell me the whole machlokes is the kfarim? It's not true. It can't be that a kfar in a small village, the chum would say it tell him, should be mutar b'hano. So it must be true. Ella rather just the opposite. A yitma, if you learned anything, hochi yitma, this is the way you should learn it. That Omar Rabba is like this. Machlokes b'shal krochim. In the Mishnah, where does the chum say it's mutar? Only in a big city, in a krochim. That's where the chum say a regular tzelem is mutar, and there the svar is, because they made it lenoy, they made it for beauty, not to bow down to. Avol b'shal kfarim, if you find a tzelem, a statue, in a small village, you should know, everybody holds the sasa. Because there they do not make things for beauty, they only make it to bow down to worship, for sure they made it to an avoy dezor, it's sasa bano. Now, v'chom ma'inim einim asurim, so according to the Shita, Chum says, not also, we're talking about now in the Krochim. In the Krochim we're talking about. So they say it's not also Stam Selim, a Stam Zach, a statue, not also, only if it has a stick. Now, Makil, what's the symbol of a stick? It means Sheroides Atzma, he ruling himself, Tachas Kol Olam Kulay. It's a Lashon Genai. Really, it means he's above the whole world. Just to say he's ruling over the whole world. It's Lashon Genai, we say Lashon Tachas. Rashi says, Lashon Genai, not Gleimah, Sheroides Ala Kul. Really means to say it's a symbol, it's a sign, he has the stick like he's ruling over the whole world. The more pussy with it, not in the word Lashon Genai, Tachas Kol Olam Kulay, Kamakal, like the stick. Really means it's showing he's a ruler over the whole world. Tzipor, what's the sign of a bird? Shetayfa Shesat Musa, he holds himself, Tachas Kol Olam, again, it says Tachas really means above. He holds himself above the whole world, Kulay, Kitzipor. Just like a bird flies over the world, he also holds himself like he's the ruler over the world. That's a sign that he's like the God, that they worship him. Kader, what's the symbol of a bull? Shetayfa Shesat Maitakas Kalom Kulay Kekader. Also, like the world is like a bull, so he holds himself above the whole bull, above the whole world, as if he's holding the world in his hands. So he says, Kekader, Sherlam Ogle, because the world is round. Kristiv Yushalmish Alexandros Mutim. Ola Lamala, he went above Ashura, right, took the helicopter upstairs there, Ashura Kolom Kakadir, he saw the whole world was around.
That's
fascinating, really. So therefore, that's the way the Goyim held. Now the Gemara is the Machlokes Chachmi, Yisrael, Chachmi, Yisrael, I'm sure Machlokes, I'm right. So here he holds himself like a ball, like he's a ruler over the world. Tana, we're not like this on the Braisa. So if people learn the Chum made into a Braisa, there are a few more things that if a statue is holding, also we say for sure they bow down to him. Sayyid, if he's holding a sword. Torah, if he's holding a crown, he's wearing a crown. Fitzabas, if the statue is wearing a big ring, that's also a sign that he's the Avodah Zarah. They worshipped him. Now, Sayyid, what's the shell of a sword? Like at the beginning, and now Mishnah wasn't put in. Later, the Lashon Sinful. Later, the Chum saw fit to add this in. So it's like this. First the Chum thought this man Mishnah listen biyama. If the statue was holding a sword, it only means to show he was a robber. That's all he's a listen. It's showing the way robbers act, but not that he's the avoy dezara. Or the sefer at the end, sava no shahur against that's my tachas kolon kulay. It means he has the rulership to kill anybody he wants. He's the ruler over the world to put people to death. That's the sign. He's the ruler. He's the avoy dezara. a Torah, what about a crown? So first they thought, Gidil Klil Biyamo. They only did it to make the guy look nice. They wanted to make a statue of somebody. So the Chom Tzvari is the Krochim. They make things to make it look nice. So they put a crown to make it look nicer. Well, I'm sorry for later on, the Chom thought, no. Sava Ka Torah Lemelech. The reason why they put this crown on top of the statue is as if to say, this is our king. In other words, we're worshipping him. He is the Avodah Zarah, therefore it's also Bano. Tabas, a ring, Mikuris of Ishtaimu Biyama. Stam, Rashi says, Shliach Anoisi Chosim Amishalchoi. He's like a messenger that carries the ring. He's just carrying the ring, that's all. Lubsayasov, at the end they thought to say no. Shechosim Esatsum Etachas Kolon Kuloi Lemisa. He has the sign, the ring, to give a stamp upon somebody that's Chayiv Misa. As he rules over the world, he can put people to death like the king. That he's like the ruler, so they think that they for sure worship it. Therefore, it becomes also Banu. These are the things that the Chum added on later. Later, they thought that these are also simonim that they're really worshipping it to be Anav Edizor. Let me show you Shimon Gamul Leiner, a middle shita. Anything they're holding. If the statue is holding nothing, then it's Mutabano. But as long as it's holding anything you can think of, a glass, a tape recorder, anything it's holding, then it's called Avodah Zarah. Tanya read like this, Afilu Tzurur, Afilu Kisim, even if it's holding only a pebble, or a splinter, that's also considered something, and since he's holding something, they made him Choshev, it shows he's the Avodah Zarah. But Borei Rav Ashi, Rashi gets a shout like this, what's going to be, Tofash B'yodei Tzoya, he's holding Tzoya excrement, man's waste, that's what they put in his hand. So now, what's like this? You find soy in the hand of this statue, what should we say? Should we say, again, he's the ruler over the world, and every man is only like soy in his eyes. That's why he's holding soy as if to show he's so much above mankind, he is the Avodah Zarah. I don't maybe know. Everybody looks at him as if he's a soy. That's why they put soy on top of him. People put him like he's a great person. Everybody says, no, he's a nobody. He's Tzoya. So they put some Tzoya on him to show that's what he is. So take all this and stuff it. According to Shimon Gamliel, you find a statue that has Tzoya on it, will be a Tzofik whether it's Mutter Banor or not. Allah, we talk about the Chomin, that's only Yasser Banor with these six things we have. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Hamoitzi Shivrei Slum. What's going to be if you find a Tzelem that should have been also Bano, less than the case we'd had a stick on it, but now you find it broken. You find a broken statue. So look where it's a Rei Elo Mutaru. That we say that statue is Mutar, Sinai Gemara, why? It's a Bittul, since it's broken, we'll say most probably they did not worship it. Yeah. Alright, Rashi says, one reason Rashi says is, because really, even if it would have been shown, even if it would have been whole, it's a Suffolk. We're not sure they worship it or not. It's only a Suffolk they worship it, Suffolk or not. Have you interest, even if you want to tell me they worship it, but now that it broke, maybe they broke it, they're Mavatul the Avodah Zarah. So it's a snake, and therefore it's Lakula. Stand slumming before it's also because it's a Suffolk. Maybe they worshipped it. But if you found a broken one, it's a Suffolk, maybe yes, maybe no. And even if they did worship it, but maybe now you know why it's broken, because maybe they broke it. They want to be Mavatul. We'll soon see they can be Mavatul, take away the Yisr HaNoh from the Avodah Zarah. You find broken slum in its mutter. Motza Tavnis Yara Tavnis Red, you find the form of the hand from a statue, the form of a regal from a statue, Harelo Asurim, these are also. So Gemara says, yes, Chorot Asira, the Chorot, just the hand is a broken piece. So what is that also? But here the Mishnah says, that they should Yisr Ben Nezah, because yes, the Goyim sometimes worship just the form of a hand, just the form of a foot, they worship. So you find the form, it could be us. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel answer the Mishnah says, Afilu Shivrei Avodes Kechavim. Not only if you find broken statue, that there is only a subject if they worship it or not, but even if you find a broken Avodes Zara, that you know for sure they worshipped it, but now that you find it broken, it's Mutabano. It must probably have the right to say they broke it, and therefore they mabatle it, and therefore it's Mutabano. For the more why? I will not tell you now, Mishnah says, Shivrei Slumin. It says, Mashmoni, broken statue. Mashmoni, not a broken Avodah Zarah. So Mer says, no, I'll tell you according to Shmuel, who are then the same law would apply, the Afilu Shivrei Avodah Zarah. even if you find a broken down avodah zara, it's also mutar bano. Why did the Mishnah say only a broken statue? Vodiktoni shivrei tzlamin mishum de kaboyel le mitzvah sefer. Because what say chiddush in the sefer? The sefer says motza tavnis ya tavnis regular real asurim. But they should yaitz of them never. What's called me chiddush? That you find the form of a foot, the form of a yad, it's also, even though it's only a statue. That's the chiddush, that by statues also, just the form of a foot or a regal is also. This will not be a chiddush by a real avodah zara. Therefore the Mishnah says, slumin. But Shmuel holds the first halach applies even if it wasn't avodah zara. Now if you find it broken, Musun Siya Sugya, he owes it smuta. Tanan wrote in our Mishnah, Mosa Tavnis Ya Tavnis Regla Regla Wasurim. The Veshek Yaitzabo never. Because people, the Goyim worship, just the form of a yad, the form of a regal. That was more suspicious of your mind. Why do you say it's also Rosh Shvarim Minu? It's a broken piece.